This is the homily for the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2023, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the second book of Kings, chapter 4, verses 8 to 11 and 14 to 16. The letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 to 4 and 8 to 11. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 37 to 42. The homilist was Father Joseph Jensen.
Today Paul tells us that we have died with Christ through baptism and were buried with him. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, so will we rise too to live in newness of life. All this we take on faith. So certain is our faith that he speaks of them as things we know we again can build on. We build on our faith as on a firm foundation, not only for this life, but forever. So we can sing with the psalmist, "Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Blessed the people who know the joyful shout." Those who have died with Christ will also live with him. Turning to the gospel, we are perhaps taken aback by statements such as, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me," or "Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." We know we must love God above all things, but this sudden measure of love for Jesus against love for those we hold most dear is somewhat jarring. But we need to understand the context from which Paul speaks. That is, from Matthew's missionary discourse. Hostility such as this, we are warned, may be met whenever we preach the gospel. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents. We are not dealing with normal family relationships. It's rather a matter of choosing what is ultimately good, that is loyalty to the call of Jesus, above everything else. This is the measure of the loyalty Jesus expected, rather demanded, without apology. This is the absolute demand for the one whose love for us is absolute. Look at the cross. Let us pray always that we may never fall short in our response.